ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಓಂ. ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 6, ಶ್ಲೋಕ ನಂಬರ್ 12. ತತ್ರೈಕಾಗ್ರಂ ಮನಃ ಕೃತ್ವಾ ಯತ ಚಿತ್ತೇಂದ್ರಿಯ ಕ್ರಿಯಃ ಉಪವಿಶ್ಯಾಸನೆ ಯುಂಜಾತ್ ಯೋಗಮಾತ್ಮ ವಿಶುದ್ಧಯೇ. ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಅಂತರಂಗ ಸಾಧನಾನಿ ಫ್ರಮ್ 10th ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಆನ್ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್. The 8 steps I have given in the last class. Deshasthiti, Kalasthiti, Asanasthiti, Sharirasthiti, Indriyasthiti, Pranasthiti, Manasthiti, Buddhisthiti, all these have to be maintained. Lord Krishna says, Desha, the place must be very solitude place. ಏಕಾಕಿ ರಹಸಿ, ಸಾಲಿಟ್ಯೂಡ್ ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ವೇರ್ ದೇರ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಲಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಕ್ರೌಡ್. ಯು ಚೂಸ್ ಎ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್ ವೇರ್ ದೇರ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಕಾಮ್ ಸೆರೀನ್ ಅಟ್ಮಾಸ್ಫಿಯರ್, ನಾಟ್ ಇನ್ ಎ ಕ್ರೌಡಿ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್. ಸೆಂಟ್ರಲ್ ಸ್ಟೇಷನ್ನ ನಾನು ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್ ಪಡ್ರೇನ್ನು ಸೊಲ್ಲಕೂಡಾದು. So you have to choose a place where there is a very less crowd, very less, or nobody is moving nearby. Ekaki rahasi sthitaha. Then yata chittaha, your mind also must be controlled, disciplined, without any expectation. Nirasihi, without any desires in the mind. So desires are not evil. You can have desires, but those desires should not disturb you. A binding desires always disturbs the person. So you can have a desire. Desire by itself is not evil, but asha means with fully you need not drop the desires. But a wanting person inside, you should not always nag in the mind. I want, that nagging person you drop. That is called nirashihi. Without much craving or desires, too many, aparigraha, without accumulating so many things, he must have very less possessions. This meditator, the person who is practicing what meditation? Contemplation meditation. Who is our hero here? The person who is practicing contemplation. After what? After doing Shravanam Mananam. That we have to remember. This chapter title itself is called Dhyana Yoga. And the Dhyana Yoga itself in the contemplation, Nididhyasana type of Dhyana. Clear? So we should not forget that. Nididhyasana Rupa, contemplation meditation. For what sake? To assimilate the Mahavakya. He wants to assimilate that Mahavakya. That is why he is doing meditation. Not to get knowledge. Not to get Aham Brahmasmi Jnanam, he is doing meditation. He is preparing himself to assimilate what is already received. Isn't it? That is called Nididhyasana. He wants to assimilate, internalize the teaching. Why? Once I internalize the teaching alone, I'll get the Jnana Phalam. That is called Jnana Phalam. So now what is our job now? To internalize the teaching. For that he is preparing himself a place. Then what is Kala? What is the right time for meditation? Right time is early morning meditation, best time. Brahma Muhurta they say. So that right time he has to choose. Why they select early morning? Because of lot of 6 hours sleep, you have forgotten yesterday's all that, what are all there in the mind. Because of sleep, you have forgotten them. They are already subsided. Fresh problems not yet started. So that is why we recommend the children also to study in the early morning, because mind is so fresh, available. It is a very, very calm mind, like a water where there are no ripples. Such a mind is available in the early morning. Sangeeta sadhana, dance sadhana, yoga sadhana, all they do. Why early morning? That is the reason. Once you start interactions again, minds gets disturbance. Understand? That's why early morning is the best for anything to do. That is a nice time. Kala is early morning. If it is not possible, suppose early morning I have lot of household duties, I cannot do meditation. Whenever your mind, quality mind is available, that is the right time. What Shastra says, okay, if you are not able to do early morning, doesn't matter. But choose a time when your mind is available. Your mind, quality mind is available. That time you choose. Doesn't matter. This is a kala sthiti. So desha, first place he has to choose. A clean, neat, nice place. A solitude place. Then in 11th verse, he gives that place also. Clean place. Shuchau deshe pratishthape. In the 11th verse. Sthiram asanam. Next point is asanam. What type of asanam? Sthiram asanam. The seat upon which what you sit must be very steady. Sthiram asanam. Atmanaha means not Sachidanandatma. One's own seat that he uses for meditation purpose. It should not be too high. Na ati uchritam. It should not be too high. Na ati neecham. It should not be too low. The reasons I have given in the last class. Chaila ajina kusha uttaram. First you spread that darbha, grass mat, then upon that deer skin, upon that what silken cloth. Reverse podakudadu. That also I have explained in the last class. Everything I am telling, explaining in the last class. This shloka I have completed. Chaila ajina kusha uttaram. Here one commentator says, why this Bhagavan said chailam ajinam kushottaram, chailam anna silken cloth. Ajinam means deer skin. Kusha means the grass. Why when the pathakrama is like this, why you are telling in viparita, reverse way we have to put na pathakrama and arthakrama, there are two ways. Pathakrama chaila ajina kushottaram, patham anna slokam la irukkira the order. Pathakrama, pathakrama means textual order. This is the textual order. In 11th shloka second line, chaila ajina kushottaram is the textual order. In the textual order, Lord Krishna said, therefore I want to put like that in that order. If in that order you put, what will happen? You know, first silken cloth, then deer skin, then you have to put what? Darbha, upon which you have to sit. You cannot sit and do meditation upon darbha, grass, no? Darbha na theriyaradillayo, adu enna koopruva theriyala, darbha, darbha da, better. You cannot sit on the dry grass, it pricks, no? So the textual order is not ideal, you have to convert it into ardhakrama. Ardhakrama means logical order. So this is called interpretation. You have to do properly. Arthakrama means logical order. You have to keep darbha grass, then deer skin, then silken cloth. Arrangement is nice. What to do now? Next important point. Some people know nicely they arrange for meditation seat, everything fine. Afterwards, they will sleep nicely. You should not sleep. All the way you are preparing yourself for what purpose? In meditation. You have to contemplate. Next shloka we will read. 12th shloka. తత్రైకాగ్రం మనః కృత్వా యత చిత్తేంద్రియ క్రియః ఉపవిశ్యాసనే యుంజాత్ యోగ ఆత్మ విశుద్ధయే. నౌ ద నెక్స్ట్ స్టెప్, ఫస్ట్ విసా దేశస్థితి, ద ప్లేస్ రైట్ ప్లేస్ ఫర్ మెడిటేషన్, దెన్ కాల రైట్ టైమ్ ఫర్ మెడిటేషన్, దెన్ వీ హ్యావ్ సప్లైడ్ దిస్ కాల అండ్ ప్రాణస్థితి, దట్ ఆసనం ఆల్సో వీ హ్యావ్ టేకన్ థర్డ్ స్టెప్, దెన్ ఫోర్త్ స్టెప్ శరీరస్థితి. శరీరస్థితి కమ్స్ లేటర్ ఇన్ 13th శ్లోక. సో ఐ టోల్డ్ యూ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ gives here and there, you have to put in order. Sarira sthiti comes as a fourth step. How a body position should be. Your body stature, that comes in the 13th shloka, we'll see later. Fourth one. Here he gives second line, if you see, upavishyasane yunjat, third step. Asana sthiti na. Upavishya asane yunjat. You have to seat, selecting the seat properly, having been seated there. Upavishya, having been seated there. That asanam is what position? Either Padmasanam or Siddhasanam or Vajrasanam. In three asanas are dhyana asanas, postures, selected for dhyanam. You can sit in Padmasana or Siddhasana or Vajrasana. These three asanas are recommended. That is not given here. Three names. Upavishya asane. Asane is seated in a right posture. Sitting in a one asana, yoga asana position. Asane. And keep your leg one on the other. Better. Interlocking the fingers each. No, like this. And sit. Thumbs touching each other and sit on. This is the asana sthiti. So, desha sthiti, kala sthiti, asana sthiti. Then comes prana sthiti, sharira sthiti. So, sharira sthiti comes as fourth step, prana sthiti comes as fifth step. So, every step we have to take care of. So, asana sthiti, having seated in a particular position. That is called asana siddhi. In which position you can sit comfortably for 20 minutes minimum. More than 20 minutes, half an hour, not necessary meditation. So minimum 10 minutes, maximum 20 minutes, ideal for meditation. Upavishya. Tatra. Tatra means at that time, when the, at the time of meditation, asane upavishya, what one has to do? Yogi, yogi you have to supply, dhyana yogi in artham. Yogi means dhyana yogi, a meditator. What he has to do? Yata chitta indriya kriyaha. Pranasthiti you have to borrow from the fifth chapter. Pranasthiti is, you have to take up, not mentioned here, a regulation of your breathing, very rhythmic, deep, slow breathing. Having learnt pranayama, he has to sit straight and take deep breathing, slow breathing, rhythmic breathing without any jerks. He has to observation of the breathing. They call it as observation of one's own breathing or prana vikshanam. Having seated in the position, for a few minutes he has to observe his breathing, slow down the breath. Once the breathing is slowed down naturally, what is the next step? Pranasthiti he has to take, and the sarira sthiti comes later. Indriya sthiti gives here as a sixth step. Yata chitta indriya kriyaha. Indriya kriyaha means the activities of that sense organs. Kriya means the action, activity, the movement. Movement of what? Movement of indriyams, eyes especially, nose, ears. And he should not allow the ears to go listen here and that sound, this sound. That's why I said, don't sit in the kitchen room for dhyanam. Nice smell, sambar smell, rasam smell will come. Okay, that's why nice flowers, agarbatti, something you have to keep there. No? Too much agarbatti smell also creates problem, allergy problem. All problem, that's why be careful. Don't do over anything, okay? So you have to keep a nice atmosphere. See, your sense organ should not go outwards. In Ashtanga Yoga of Patanjali, it is known as Pratyaharaha, withdrawal of senses from external world. Yataha means controlled, disciplined. Yata Chitta Indra, Chitta means mind. Chitra Indriya Kriyaha. Ekagram Manakritva, then Manasthiti. After withdrawing the senses, avoid unnecessary sounds to enter in your ears. You cannot pluck your ears from the sound. You cannot avoid. You may close your eyes, avoid the forms, but how can you avoid your sound listening from outside? Na? Don't allow your mind to go behind that ears. Whatever sound comes, drop it there itself. Don't allow your mind to go behind that sound. Okay, so withdraw. Forms also withdraw. That is going to tell later how you have to keep your eyes. Manaha ekagram kritva. Manaha means mind. Ekagram, ekam agre yasya. Ekam means keeping mind on one object. One object. Here we have to note, object is not Saguna Ishvara. In this sixth chapter, we have to understand carefully, this is not talking about the Saguna Ishvara, a formed God. That we have already seen in the four meditations, preparatory meditations, Ekarupa Dhyanam, Vishwarupa Dhyanam. That is only for, at a religion level, they talk about worshipping Rama, Krishna, Devi and all. Especially the sixth chapter, object of meditation is what? Atma. It is not outside. It is not outside Atma. You have received the teaching from your teacher, Atma Ekaha, Nityaha, Sarvagataha, that nature of that Atma you have to dwell upon. Manaha ekam agramna, one-pointed mind, upon what na? Object of meditation is only your own Atman nature. Here, that is called Arupadhyanam. Arupadhyanam, formless Atman nature you are dwelling upon. This is the toughest meditation. We call it as Vedantic meditation. Final fifth meditation is what? Vedantic meditation or contemplative meditation. Pujya Swamiji also calls this as Vedic meditation. This is called classical Vedic meditation. We don't want to follow any shortcut methods. Traditional, classical, Vedic meditation based on in the footsteps of Vedas. Very safest meditation. Otherwise, you get a lot of problems. Therefore, ekarupa to anekarupa to arupa. Arupa dhyanam, after studying Shastra Mahavakya, second chapter, Atma Lakshanam, we have seen. So, after that, you have to do meditation. This is that meditation. Okay? So, tatra ekagram manakritva, making one's own mind one-pointed. Having made the mind one-pointed, ekagram. Ekagram kritva, yogam yunjat. Yogam yunjat means one has to contemplate or concentrate. One has to contemplate upon that, or focus, concentrate upon. Yunjat means one should practice meditation. Yogam yunjat means one should practice meditation. With this understanding, okay, with this understanding one has to meditate. See, without knowing what am I doing meditation, what for I am doing, it's meaningless. Meditation can never give knowledge. People sit in meditation to see Atma. It's a wrong way of approach, no? Many people think, what, if I do meditation, I can see Atma. Who said you can see Atma? It is not an object to see Atma. In meditation, you are not going to get any knowledge. Any knowledge means not only Atma Jnana, even physics knowledge, chemistry knowledge, I told you. Okay, you never get any knowledge. What to talk of Atma Jnanam? How can you get? Then what for? You are training your mind, calming down your all previous vasanas in the mind. Then you can already taken, received teaching will absorb in the mind. That's it only. That's why we never call meditation is a technique. Especially when you come to Shastra, based teaching is there. We never call meditation is a technique. We call it as meditation is a life. It is a life, meditative life. It is not a thing to sit and do or 1 hour, half an hour. My whole life is a meditation. My entire movement is a meditation. Means my goal of life is that I want to absorb, that assimilate that Atma Tattvam. Vedantic meditation requires a lot of maturity, refinement of the mind. Lot of theory must be there behind. Panchakosha Viveka, Avasthatraya Viveka, about all the five koshas, three bodies. This knowledge must be there behind. I am not the body-mind complex. I am not the intellect also. I am the Atma Swarupam. Indalavukku oru clarity irukkanum. Then only you can assimilate. Isn't it? Sorry. Yogam Atma Vishuddhaye. For what purpose? Now he gives the phalam. Dhyana phalam here. Atma Vishuddhaye Yogam Yunjat. Atma means mind. Sachidananda Atma you should not take. Sachidananda Atma, Brahman, is ever pure. You need not work for the purification of Brahman. Why? It is ever pure. Here Atma Vishuddhaye means one's own mind purification. Atma Vishuddhaye, for the purification of one's own mind, mental purification. Atma means mind, for the purification of one's own mind. Okay, I am meditating to purify my wife's mind or mommy or mind, we should not. I want to purify my own mind. Sometimes we think over confidence, no? I am very pure. My mind is very pure. Everyone says like that only. But you sit in meditation, you know how many thoughts comes to surface. We call it as kashaya. Kashaya means that I will tell you after reading the next shloka. Because ange sarira asana sthiti irukile, sarira sthiti. That also I will complete and tell you.
Samam kaya shiro grivam dharayanna chalam sthiraham samprekshya nasikagram svam dishaschanavalokayan.
Now Lord Krishna is talking about the sharira sthiti. That is fourth actually. Paranga how Bhagavan goes here and there. So we are happy, you know, the teacher having this problem. Many times they deviate the points. It happens because of so many ideas are there inside the mind. So Krishna re apdi pesumbodhu na enna அந்த மாதிரி ஆகும் ஒரு ஒரு வாட்டி. ஸோ வி ஹாவ் டு சார்ட் அவுட் அண்ட் கீப் தெம் இன் எ ரைட் பிளேஸ். ஓகே ஓகே, ஐ எம் ஜஸ்டிஃபைங் மை செல்ஃப். ஓகே, சமம் காய சிரோக்ரீவம். ஃபோர்த் பாயிண்ட், லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ் ஹவு எ பாடி பொசிஷன் ஷுட் பி. காய மீன்ஸ் ஃபிசிக்கல் பாடி, ஷிரா மீன்ஸ் ஹெட், கிரீவம் நெக். ஓகே, பாடி ஹெட் நெக் இன் எ பர்பெண்டிகுலர் வே, ஹாவ் டு கீப் ஸ்ட்ரெயிட்னு அர்த்தம். சமம்னா ஒன் லைன். ஓகே, ஒரு ஸ்டிக் வச்ச பின்னாடி அப்படியே ஸ்ட்ரைட்டாக இருக்கணும். நம்ம என்ன பண்ணணும், கொஞ்சம் நேரம் உட்கார்ந்து ஸ்ட்ரைட்டாக அப்படியே முள்ளமாக ஸ்ப்ரிங் மாதிரி இப்படியே போவோம். இங்கே இப்படி உட்கார்ந்து என்ன ஆகிடும்னா தூக்கம் வந்துடும். வாட் இஸ் த ரீசன் என்ன, பிளட் சர்க்குலேஷன் பிகம் லெஸ். ஒன்ஸ் யூ ஷ்ரிங்க் லைக் திஸ் பிளட் சர்க்குலேஷன் இஸ் லெஸ், நேச்சுரலி த ட்ரௌசினஸ் கம்ஸ், நேச்சுரலி யூ கோ டு ஸ்லீப். After meditation, you feel nicely, I have done meditation so nice. How do you know? My mind feels so calm, rest. Because you have gone to sleep, that's why you are so relaxed. Because you do not know how much time you are sleeping, no? In the meditation. So, to avoid sleep in the meditation, see that your body must be straight. That is why called asana siddhi. If you are able to sit in a one position, asana siddhi, see the spine, head, neck in one line. 20 minutes minimum. Afterwards, okay. 20 minutes. So that you can avoid sleep. Laya, that is called laya. Laya, vikshepa, all these are meditation obstacles we are going to see later in the last. What are all obstacles occur in meditation? One of the obstacles is sleep. To avoid sleep, one has to sit straight. Adi samam kaya siro grivam. Then dharayan achalam sthiraha. Achalam dharayan san sthiraha bhutva. Having seated, having holding the trunk, head, neck, erect, samamanna, erect, straight line, achalam, steady, no movement, front and back, you should not swing. There is a habit of swinging front and back. Better avoid swinging. Okay, achalam, chalarahitam, no movement. That means still, steady, still. Without any movement. Then achalam dharayan. Dharayan means holding the body steady. That also you should feel comfortable. You should not feel any uneasiness. Adhikada ashtanga yoga abhyasa. Asana abhyasa you do, ashtanga yoga. You are the mastery. You are having mastery on one's own body and chulvam. Mastery on one's own mind is possible when you have mastered your body. Body must be light and flexible. If it is light and flexible, you don't feel that asana, you have to forget the body. You have to forget your breathing. You have to forget entire, the meditator himself has to forget. He has to merge in that, absorb in that Atma Swarupanna. I am meditator doing meditation, jhata, dhyanam, dheyam, submerge. Appadi varanamanna, you have to forget the body. That's why in relaxation meditation, what I taught, first forget your body, lose the awareness of your body, then lose the awareness of your breathing. Lose the awareness of that I am the meditator doing meditation. And that dhyata also has to become one with that Atma Swarupam. What it is like, last pinnacle. By long abhyasa only it comes. By long abhyasa. Minimum 1 decade, 2 decades. Minimum 1 decade. Maximum 2 decades, sadhana is required. That's called upasana. First you do upasana regularly. In religion angle it is called upasana. Okay. In philosophy we call it as contemplation. either you sit and do, or you can, while moving also, you can do nididhyasana. I gave two types of nididhyasana. Samadhyabhyasa rupa nididhyasanam, Brahmabhyasa rupa nididhyasanam. Brahmabhyasana, fifth chapter of Visa, Pashyan, Shrunvan, Sprishan, Jigran, Ashnan, Gachan, Swapan, Swashan. While walking, while talking, while eating, while doing anything, he remembers, I am Brahman. That is Brahmabhyasa, very advanced. If you are not having that much capacity to be aware of your real nature all the time, sit for some time every day, you have to contemplate. Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasana, sitting in one place and doing Abhyasa. So most of the people recommended Samadhi Abhyasa Rupa Nididhyasana. It's not so easy to do Brahmabhyasam. That is advanced. Okay, therefore every day morning, Vedantic student also should sit and do Nididhyasanam. Okay, I am a Vedantic student, I need not do meditation, don't be complacent. Okay, enake edhuku meditation, aham brahmasmi, I know now. When crisis comes, situations are very, you know, problematic, then we lose whole teaching, gone somewhere, and we lose our, you know, temper. Therefore, it is not so easy. You have to sit every day and think. Whole teaching you have to re-masticate. No? Appadiye. Mano buddhya hankara chittani naham na cha srotra jimhe na cha ghrana netre na cha vyoma bhumir na tejo na vayuhu chidananda rupa shivoham shivoham. Adhi madri pratasmaranam also very nice. Pratasmarami hridi samspuradatma tattvam sachit sukham paramaham sagatim turiyam. Nice nididhyasana shlokas. Nirvana shatkam, pratasmaranam, beautiful shlokas. By heart and do nididhyasana. Compulsory for many people, even Vedantic students, have to do meditation. Who says? Lord Krishna says. If I say, you may say, Swamini, no time for meditation. Lord Krishna says, Dhyana Yoga is must for maximum seekers. Okay. Samam kaya shirogrivam dharayan achalam sthiraha. Then how you have to keep your eyes position? In meditation, we have to close our eyes. There, sampreksha nasika gram swam. Swam nasika agram sampreksha. May you look at your tip of the nose. This is the literal meaning. Swam, your own, nasika agram. Nasika means nose. Agram means tip. Whether you have pointed tip or flat tip doesn't matter. But tip, Assam people, what they can do? No tip at all. Here Krishna says agram manna. Nasika agram, enak tippe illa na meditation pannala anna enna ardham? Chinese and all, they don't have tip. Appade flat a irukum nose. Swam nasika agram sampreksha. May you see your tip of the nose anna. Don't take literally. Shankaracharya writes, Iva luptaha anar. Iva, as though you are seeing on the tip of your nose, as though. Iva has not given there in the shloka because meter. And the Iva join pantana custom, mandi meter patta, correct. And then you have to understand, don't take literally. Okay. Sampreksha nasikagram. Sampreksha means having focus. Sampreksha, looking at as though. Samyak prekshanam darshanam krutva iva. Acharya writes, samprekshana samyak prekshanam. Looking at the tip of the nose as though. Not others' nose. Swam nasikagram. Bhagavan is very, 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 very humorous sometimes. See, when we are doing meditation, how can you see others' nose? That's why Bhagavan never take anything as granted, okay? The teacher also should not take it as granted. அந்த மேரேஜ் ஃபங்க்ஷனில் அந்த ப்ரீஸ்ட்டு இந்த ஒன் அமெரிக்கன் பாய் ஹேஸ் கம் ஆஸ் இஸ் எ க்ரூம் அண்ட் இஸ் சிட்டிங் இந்த புரோஹிதா சேஸ் எவ்ரி திங் வென் ஹீ இஸ் டூயிங் புரோஹிதா ஆஸ் ஹீ ஹேஸ் டெல்லிங் ஹீ ஹேஸ் டு டூ நோ அ மந்திர ஹி ஹேஸ் டு அட்டர் அண்ட் சே அண்ட் ஹோல்ட் யுவர் நோஸ் அண்ணா ஹீ இஸ் ஹோல்டிங் த ப்ரீஸ்ட் நோஸ் அண்ணா மூக்கு பிடி அண்ணா மூக்கு பிடிச்சிட்டான் அப்படியே இந்த மாதிரி இல்லை ஒரு ப்ராக்டிஸே இல்லை ரிச்சுவல்ஸு எல்லாமே இப்போ அவுட்டேட்டடு ஆல் தீஸ் ரிச்சுவல்ஸு வாட் தே டூ தட்ஸ் வை இந்த கலியுக ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் மே கம் ஸோ டோன்ட் ஹோல்ட் ஆன் டு அதர்ஸ் நோஸ் டோன்ட் லுக் எட் த அதர்ஸ் நோ ஸ்வம் நாசிகாக்ரம் சம்ப்ரேக்ஷா சம்யக் பிரேக்ஷணம் கிருத்வா இவ ஆஸ் தோ மதுசூதன சரஸ்வதி சேஸ் another commentator known as Madhusudana Saraswati Anandagiri other commentators wrote commentary upon Shankaracharya's commentary whereas Madhusudana Saraswati directly writes a commentary upon Bhagavad Gita very beautiful elaborate commentary he writes what Madhusudana Saraswati says na artha nimilita netram அர்த்த நிமீலித நேத்திரம் மீன்ஸ் லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ் லுக்கிங் எட் யுவர் நோஸ் டிப் மீன்ஸ் க்ளோஸ் யுவர் ஐஸ் ஹாஃப் க்ளோஸ்டு அன் அர்த்தம் அர்த்த நிமீலிதம் அர்த்தம் மீன்ஸ் ஹாஃப் க்ளோஸ்ட் டோன்ட் க்ளோஸ் ஃபுல்லி அண்ணா வை இஃப் யூ க்ளோஸ் ஃபுல்லி யூ வில் கெட் ஸ்லீப் இஃப் யூ ஓப்பன் ஃபுல்லி ஆல் ஃபார்ம்ஸ் கம் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் யூ That's why don't close now, okay. Practice at home. Ardha Nimilita, have you seen Lord Shiva photo, meditative posture? And Yogeshwar Krishna in meditative posture. Now, half close means, if you close half, it looks as though you are looking at your nose. You try, okay, at home. Sometimes you look it like that, you will get headache also. So half close, na, don't close fully. Don't open fully, not wide open, half closed. So that you can avoid sleep. Ardha nimilita netram. Laya varjanartham. Madhusudana Saraswati says, why ardha nimilita netram? Laya varjanartham to avoid sleep. And that sampreksha nasikagram swam. Okay, see how one half line, half, one fourth of line, this much explanation is required. Therefore, we should not go by translations. Literal translations, they do as the word is there. But you have to understand carefully by commentaries. This is cha anavalokayan. That is why it is very important. ஸ்வம் நாசிகாக்ரம் சம்ப்ரேக்ஷ ஈஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு திசிஷ்ச அனவலோகயன் நாட் சீயிங் ஹியர் அண்ட் தேர் தட் ஈஸ் த மீனிங் சீயிங் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் டிப் ஆஃப் த நோஸ் ஆஸ் தோ மீன்ஸ் நாட் டு சீ ஹியர் அண்ட் தேர் அன் அர்த்தம் திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் பரிசங்கியா விதி மீமாம்சா சாஸ்திரம்ல தேசே பரிசங்கியா விதி தேர் இஸ் நோ தாத்பரியம் இன் தட் See, you have to know, Sanna, it is not exactly. That is, implied meaning is what? May you not allow your sense organs to move outwards. Especially eyes here. Eyes, may you not allow your eyes to see external objects. This is in directions. Anavalokayan, not seeing. This is anavalokayan. திசாம்ச அனவலோகயன் நாட் லுக்கிங் அட் அதர் டைரக்ஷன்ஸ் அன் அர்த்தம் நாட் லுக்கிங் அட் அதர் டைரக்ஷன்ஸ் ஒன் ஷுட் ப்ராக்டிஸ் மெடிடேஷன் ஒன் ஷுட் ப்ராக்டிஸ் மெடிடேஷன் நாட் லுக்கிங் அட் அதர்ஸ் ஐ பரிசங்கியா விதி மீன்ஸ் ஃபார் எக்ஸாம்பிள் சுவாமிஜி இஸ் கிவ்ஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் ஒன் எக்ஸாம்பிள் டீச்சர் ஆஸ் த சைல்டு ஐ டை யுவர் ஹேண்ட் அண்ணா கை கட்டுக்க கை கட்டுக்கண்ணா ஹோல்ட் யுவர் ஹேண்ட்ஸ் tie your hands. Na. Mother also says, na, many times, hold your hands. What for? Na? Tying your hands means not for the purpose of only tying the hands. There is no tatparyam. There is some intended meaning, implied meaning. She is keeping something in her mind and telling this. Don't touch other things. That's அது இது தொடாதே நான் குழந்தை என்ன பண்ணுவேன் இன்னுமே சும்மா ஏதாவது பண்ணிட்டு இருக்கணும் இல்லையா ஹெய் கை கட்டு அண்ணா அந்த என்ன ஒன்றுமே தொடாதே என்ன அர்த்தம் அப்படி புரிஞ்சுக்கணும் இல்லையா அம்மா கை கட்டுண்டே இருக்க சொன்னான்னு அப்படியே இருக்கணுமா என்ன அதுக்கு சாஸ்திரம் மீமாம்ச சாஸ்திரம்னு அனதர் எக்ஸாம்பிள் தேக்கியம் வென் இந்த வடம் எல்லாம் போடும்போது மாடியில் வடாமன்னா ட்ரை பண்ணுறதுக்காக அதை எப்பிட்டேன் அண்ட் மதர் செட் டு த சைல்டு காக்கா வராமலே பார்த்துக்கோன்னு சொன்னான் காக்கா வராமலே பார்த்துக்கன்னா சி தட் நோ க்ரோ ஷுட் கம் அண்ட் இட் திஸ் சைல்டு இஸ் சிட்டிங் அண்ட் வென் க்ரோ கம்ஸ் ஓன்லி இஸ் சைல்டு இஸ் சேசிங் வாட் அபவுட் அதர் கேட் கம்ஸ் ஸ்குரில் கம்ஸ் வாட் அண்ணா மை மதர் டின்ட் டெல் மீ அண்ணா மை மதர் டின்ட் டெல் மீ மை மதர் செட் வாட் வென் காக்கா கம்ஸ் யூ சேஸ் தட் டோன்ட் அலோவ் த காக்கா டு இட் வாட் இட் மீன்ஸ் அன்செட் அன்செட் வேர்ட்ஸ் யூ ஹாவ் டு ரிமெம்பர் தி ஹியர் ஆல்சோ அன்செட் வாட் இஸ் தட் திஸ் இஸ் அனவலோகயன் சம்ப்ரிக்ஷ நாசிகாகிரம் You may you look at your tip of the nose means not exact your tip. Lord Krishna is keeping that unsaid words. This is cha anavalokayana. May you not see, don't see other directions and artha. அவர் சொன்னாலும் கூட அது கண்டிக்க மாட்டேன் நிறைய பேர் சம்ப்ரேக்ஷனாசிகாகிரம் ஸ்வம் ஏன்னா மெனி பீப்புள் கம் டு மீ சுவாமினி ஆஃப்டர் ஸ்டார்டிங் மெடிடேஷன் ஐ ஆம் கெட்டிங் ஹெட்ஏக் I am getting headache. Yeah, nah? I am looking at my eyebrow center. If you look at your eyebrow center, how you look? How is it possible? You have to look at eyebrow center, you have to look at nose, tip of the nose. That's why you require a teacher for meditation also. Many people take it as granted. Meditation ke edhuku teacher? Nane pandren thaniya sontama sonta sahityam anna. Meditation you should not do at all without guidance. A guide is required. That is why in first four meditations what I said, guided meditation. It is called guided meditation. It is to be guided by the teacher how you have to practice. Without teacher, better not to do meditation. You know, books and books are available. Reading meditation books and doing meditation. TV also they show. And you know, websites are available. No guidance. No. Not healthy and you may get a lot of psychological problems sometimes I said I will tell about kara kashaya I will tell you okay next sloka we will read we'll enter into that so indriya sthiti over next comes buddhi sthiti eighth and last one in ஃபிஃப்த் சாப்டர் விசா ப்ரூவோர் மத்தியே பிராணமாவேசிய சமயக் இந்த ப்ரூவோர் மத்தியன்னா இன் எயித் சாப்டர் ஆல்சோ இட் கம்ஸ் ப்ரூவஹா மத்தியன்னு பீப்புள் டேக் இட் லைக் தேட் இட் இஸ் நாட் ஸோ ஆஸ் தோ ஓனர் ஆஸ் தோ ஓகே நவ் ஃபோர்டீன்த் ஸ்லோகா வில் ரீட்
பிரசாந்தாத்மா விகத பீஹி ब्रह्मचारी व्रते स्थितः मनः संयम्य मच्चित्तः युक्त आसीत मत्परः Now Lord Krishna is talking about the buddhisthiti inner prashanta atma making one's own mind tranquil prashanta atma with a calm mind composed mind totally tranquil the one who has taken care of one's own raga dvesha anartham
Acharya writes many places. What do you mean by Prashantatma, tranquil mind, calm mind, composed mind? Means the one who has taken care of raga, dvesha, attachment and aversion. Not having strong attachments, likes and dislikes. Likes known as raga, attachment. Dislike means aversion, dvesha. So, not having powerful raga dvesha is called prashantatma. Atma means again mind, here reflexive pronoun. Prashantatma, number one. So, now he is ready. Seat is ready, body position is ready, sense organs ready, mind is ready, his buddhi is also ready. I am a meditator contemplating upon my own nature. So, he is ready, convinced. In this samadhi abhyasa rupa nididhyasanam, sitting meditation on artham samadhi abhyasa rupa anna, don't take ashtanga yoga samadhi. Okay, we are not talking about that samadhi. In Vedanta, remember, we take only ashtanga yoga, eightfold steps. Practical part of yoga we take. We never accept the theory of Patanjali. Vedantin, Advaiti never accept the theory of Patanjali. Why? According to Patanjali, samadhi is different. According to Vedantin, samadhi is different. I have already explained that. That's why I give lot of introduction for 6th chapter. How many classes I took? My God, so many classes I have taken. Because this is the most confusing chapter for people. They interpret very, very loosely. This is samadhi, abhyasa, rupa, nididhyasana. It is not Patanjali samadhi. We are doing absorption. Samadhi means absorption with my own nature. Now ready for absorption. Okay. Now ready for that racket we have to leave. Well, the racket is ready. It has to take off. How na? Prashanta Atma Vigata Bhihi. First point is Prashanta Atma. Making the mind tranquil, calm, quiet, not having too powerful ragadvesha, likes and dislikes. Yena, ragadvesha itself is a type of malam, impurity in the mind. When you sit in meditation, mind has to become calm, composed. Na, old previous years, decades before what we have done, any bitter experiences, suppose. Bitter experiences, sometimes they come to surface. That type of hurt, I did this one, I have not done that one, that type of thinking is there, no mind la. Adi velila surface ku varum. Varum bodhu enna aagum, it obstructs the person not in allowing the teaching to assimilate. How can I assimilate this teaching? How can I be Brahman? How can I be the Atmaswarupam? How can I be the all-pervading substratum of the universe? I cannot assimilate. Why? At the nook and corner of the mind, there is a guilt, hurt. I have done it. I would have done this. Why I did like that? Why I have not done this way? Why I did that way? This type of thinking, hurting, no, pricking the person. This is called kashayam. Kashayam. It is a type of impurity in the mind. It comes to surface when you sit calm and quiet. When you are interacting with the people, it won't come. When you sit quietly to do meditation, nididhyasanam, 10 years back, 15 years back, 20 years back, or 30, 40 years back, what happened in your life? Some bitter experiences, some pain. Pain in the inner heart, it comes to surface. That we have to handle properly. அது ஹேண்டில் பண்ணுறதுதான் மலநிவத்தி. மலநிவத்தி, ஒன்ஸ் யூ ரிமூவ் தட் பெயின் ஃப்ரம் த மைண்ட், நோ தட் பெயின் ஹேஸ் டு கோ அவே. தட் இஸ் வை யூ ஹாவ் டு ஆக்செப்ட் யுவர் ஓன் மைண்ட். ஆக்செப்ட் யுவர் ஓன் மைண்ட், ஆக்செப்ட் யுவர் ஓன் பெயின்ஃபுல் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சஸ், அன்அவாய்டபிள், நோ you are unchangeable, unpredictable, so many things and so many factors are there. What control I have got? Therefore, instead of keeping them lurking inside in the mind,
allow them to just come, look at them, face them, whatever comes, as a witness consciousness, as a third person, witness your own past pains. Let them go, wash away. All are mithya. Whatever happened, happened in the mind, body, mind complex, they're all false, belong to anatma. They're all belong to anatma. Why have to worry about them? They cannot come and obstruct me to assimilate this fact. I am Brahman. I am not a tiny, finite human being, ordinary. I am the substratum, essence. That is why we have to say, ahankara, in ahankara, atma is there. In atma, ahankara is not there. Understand? In atma, me, the consciousness principle, incidental body-mind complex is an anatma matter, floating. In ahankara, anatma, body-mind complex, consciousness is pervading. But in consciousness, they are not there really, because they are all false. For example, waker is there in dreamer. இது எப்போ சொல்லிகிட்டே இருப்பேன் இந்த எக்ஸாம்பிள். வேக்கர் இஸ் தேர் இன் ட்ரீமர். ஹவு டு யூ நோ தேர் இஸ் நோ ட்ரீமர் அதர் தேன் வேக்கர்? வேக்கர் ஒன்லி அப்பியரிங் ஆஸ் ட்ரீமர். ட்ரீமர் இஸ் தேர் இன் வேக்கர்? தேர் இஸ் நோ ட்ரீமர் இன் த வேக்கர். பட் வேக்கர் மஸ்ட் பி தேர் இன் ட்ரீமர், பிகாஸ் தேர் இஸ் நோ ட்ரீமர் அதர் தேன் வேக்கர். வேக்கர் ஒன்லி அப்பியரிங் ஆஸ் ட்ரீமர். ட்ரீமர் இஸ் நாட் தேர் இன் வேக்கர். ஐ ஹோப் ஸோ. Now in the class, you are all wakers, not dreamers. Adhe madrida. Very powerful statement this is. You have to contemplate on this. I, the Atma, am consciousness, existent principle, pervading everywhere all the time. Mind-body complex is floating in me, the consciousness. They're all mithya, lower order of reality. Clear? Therefore, ahankara is in atma, but atma is in, what I said, atma is in ahankara, but ahankara is not in atma. Idhiyum priyala innor example solatuma. When we do religion place lo, jeevatma paramatma aikyam they talk. Jeevatma paramatma aikyam they talk. And upasaka. When you come to Vedanta jnanam, அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி ஜானம், ஐக்கிய ஜானம், ஹியர் வாட் டு யூ மீன் பை ஐக்கியம் அண்ணா? அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங். அஹம் அஹமேவ பரமாத்மா, ஐ ஆம் த பரமாத்மா சுப்ரீம் செல்ஃப், ஐ ஆம் நாட் த இண்டிவிஜுவல். இதுக்கு பெஸ்ட் எக்ஸாம்பிள் என்ன தெரியுமோ? வேவ் ஈஸ் ஓஷன், வேவ் ஈஸ் வாட்டர். லிசன் கேர்ஃபுல்லி. Wave is ocean is a right statement only, is it not? Individual wave is not separate from the ocean. Yes? I can make another statement also. Wave is water. This is also right. Which statement is right? Both are right. Wave is ocean is also right. Why? Wave is not separate from the ocean. Wave is water statement also right. Why? Wave is not separate from water. Therefore, both statements are right. Then why both two statements? Why not one statement? You require, no, very refined mind to grasp. What is it, na? When we say wave is ocean, jivatma, the individual bhakta upasaka is merging with paramatma, the ishvara. And ardhathila our paramatma ocean, total level. Here the jivatma bhakta is individual upasaka bhakta. He want to merge with paramatma. The wave has to drop what? Wave identity. I am wave, I am wave, and the nama rupa identity wave has to drop. Wave has to claim what? I am not wave. I am ocean only, appearing as வேவ். இப்படி சொல்லலாம். ஆர் நம்ம ஹீரோ என்ன சொல்லணும், இப்போது கான்டெம்ப்ளேட்டிவ் மெடிடேஷன் பண்ணுறவன், த வேவ் ஹேஸ் டு சே ஐ ஆம் மைசெல்ஃப் அண்ட் ஓஷன். வேவ் அண்ட் ஓஷன் போத் ஆஃப் அஸ் ஆர் வாட் வாட்டர். வேவ் ஹேஸ் டு சே வாட், ஐ வாண்ட் டு மெர்ஜ் வித் பரமாத்மா, ஐ வாண்ட் டு மெர்ஜ் வித் ஓஷன். வேவ் ஹேஸ் டு சே இன்டெலிஜென்ட் வேவ், அன்இன்டெலிஜென்ட் வேவ் சேஸ் வாட், ஐ வாண்ட் டு மெர்ஜ் வித் ஓஷன், ஐ வாண்ட் டு மெர்ஜ் வித் ஓஷன். அன்இன்டெலிஜென்ட் வேவ், அன்இன்டெலிஜென்ட்டாக லெஸ் இன்டெலிஜென்ட் தேன் ஜ்ஞானி உபாசகா. என்னமோ நான் பாட்டுக்கு நான் பேசிகிட்டே இருக்கேன், ரொம்ப டீப் சப்ஜெக்ட். ஓகே, வேவ் வந்து ஐ வாண்ட் டு மெர்ஜ் வித் ஓஷன் சொல்கிறத விட என்ன சொல்லணும், வேவ் ஐ ஆம் வாட்டர், ஓஷன் இஸ் வாட்டர், வேவ் இஸ் அட் இண்டிவிஜுவல் நேம் அட் வெஸ்டி லெவல், ஓஷன் இஸ் அட் டோட்டல் லெவல், பட் ஓஷன் இஸ் ஆல்சோ வாட்டர், ஐ ஆம் ஆல்சோ வாட்டர். தேர் ஃபோர் ஜீவாத்மா பரமாத்மா ஐக்கியம் மீன்ஸ் வாட், ரிமைனிங் ஆஸ் வாட்டர். I like this topic, it's very tough, but how many of you grasp, I do not know, but I enjoy this topic. Therefore, Jnani is one who never see the Ishvara separately. Ishvara Nama Rupa is Mithya. Ocean Nama Rupa is Mithya or not? Ocean Angra Peru is also for given for whom? Water. Even Ishvara Nama Rupa Devi, Ashtabhuja Devi, Parvati, Lakshmi, Saraswati, all names are given to one consciousness, one water only. This is called contemplation. What is my contemplation now? I am not water, okay? Water is only for example. I am consciousness, existent principle, Ishvara, the Lord, also nothing but consciousness, existent principle. Therefore, I am not a Dasa, he is Swami. We both are one and the same. Atma alone. I remain as Atma. Wave has to remain as water. Ocean also water. So, ocean is fact, wave is fact, or water is fact. எது சத்தியம்? வாட்டர் எலோன் இஸ் சத்தியம், அல்டிமேட் ரியாலிட்டி. வாட்டர் எலோன் அப்பியரிங் ஆஸ் ஓஷன், வாட்டர் எலோன் அப்பியரிங் ஆஸ் வேவ். சிமிலர்லி ஆத்மா சத்தியம், எலோன் அப்பியரிங் ஆஸ் ஈஸ்வர நாமரூபா, ஜீவநாமரூபா. ஐ ஹோப் யூ ஹவ் கிராஸ்ப்ட். ஓகே, ஃபென்டாஸ்டிக் டீச்சிங். நோ, this is called, Lord Krishna says, manaha samyamya machittaha, this is called machittaha, may that meditator absorb in me, and which me, Krishna me, not Krishna conscious me. Avanga Krishna anna Krishna da pooja pannu nu solluva Vedanta, enna solluva Krishna anna machittaha anna in my real nature. What is Krishna's real nature? Atma. மச்சித்தா யுக்த ஆசீத மத்பரஹா. மத்பரஹா மீன்ஸ் கமிட்டட் டு ஹிஸ் ஓன் ரியல் நேச்சர், கமிட்டட் டு கிருஷ்ணாஸ் ரியல் நேச்சர். நவ் கிருஷ்ணாஸ் ரியல் நேச்சர், கிருஷ்ணா ஈஸ் இன் ஓஷன் ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட், திஸ் மெடிடேட்டர் இஸ் ஃப்ரம் வேவ் ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட். ஸோ திஸ் மெடிடேட்டர் கான்டெம்ப்ளேட்டிங் பர்சன் ஹேஸ் டு திங்க் வாட், கிருஷ்ணா ஓஷன் இஸ் ஆல்சோ Atma only, I the contemplating person also Atma only, both are one and the same. That is called Machittaha Matparaha. Okay, this is what Lord Krishna want to convey. So he remain as Atma. There is no some either mystic thing has to happen here, nothing. Now here itself you are Atman. Recognizing this fact is called knowledge. Assimilating this fact is called meditation. Meditation purpose is what? I have to claim this fact and I have to establish in this fact. This is called Sthira Prajnatvam, Lord Krishna says in second chapter. This is called firm knowledge. For firm knowledge, this contemplation. Meditation is not meant for jnanam. Jnanam comes where? In the class itself, jnanam should come, not in meditation. In the class itself, paroksha jnanam comes. Direct knowledge comes only in assimilation. That also not necessary for all people. Mature people, qualified student, uttam adhikari ki samadhi abhyasa roopa nididhyasana is not necessary. Uttam adhikari ki. Okay, whether you are uttam adhikari, uchya adhikari, I don't want to decide. You have to decide. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.